Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The CVS Pharmacy store chain's decision this week to stop selling cigarettes and tobacco products at all of its stores had a lot of people wondering what's next. CVS says it'll cost them about $1.5 billion every year not to sell cigarettes, so the decision is a big deal. But with less than 20% of Americans now smoking and aging baby boomers spending more and more money on prescriptions and health products, it may be that CVS won't feel it all that much. And now you have to wonder if Walgreens or the Rite Aids will do the same thing. People who want to smoke will probably find them. But if all the drugstore chains decide to follow CVS and make it a little less convenient, it might cause some people not to smoke. But the CVS decision also raises suggestions that other products they sell that some will argue are dangerous to your health should also be banned, like alcohol and candy. Ultimately, businesses and customers make their own choices. You hope they make healthy ones. But in a free market, that's the way it should be.
Here's host Cliff Albert weighing in on the announcement from CVS that they will no longer carry tobacco products in any of their stores. The CVS cigarette ban, number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen in for another hour of overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, News Talk Television, the so-called news media. All of this information compiled and determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com. So let's move on now to number 9, which was the O'Reilly Super Bowl interview with the president. That is number 9. And so we bring you part of the interview. This is where Bill O'Reilly asked the president about the IRS targeting conservative groups.
Douglas Shulman, former IRS chief, he was cleared into the White House 157 times, more than any of your cabinet members, more than any other IRS guy in the history by far. Okay, why was Douglas Shulman here 157 times? Why?
Mr. Shulman, as the head of the IRS, is constantly coming in because at the time we were trying to set up the healthcare.gov. And the
what
IRS,
did he have to do with that?
The IRS is involved in making sure that that works as part of the overall healthcare team.
So it was all healthcare?
Number two, we've also got the IRS involved when it comes to some of the financial reforms to make sure that we don't have taxpayer-funded bailouts in the future. So you had all these different agendas in which the head of the IRS is naturally involved.
Did you speak to him a lot yourself?
I do not recall meeting with him in any of these meetings that are pretty routine meetings.
Okay, so you don't recall seeing Shulman, because what some people are saying is that the IRS was used at a local level in Cincinnati, maybe other places, to
absolutely
go after.
Absolutely wrong.
But how do you know that? Because we still don't know what happened there.
Bill, we do. That's not what happened. Folks have, again, had multiple hearings on this. I mean, these kinds of things keep on surfacing, in part because you and your TV station will promote them.
But when don't folks you feel there are unanswered questions?
Bill, when you actually look at the stuff, there have been multiple hearings on it. What happened here was is that you've got a 501c4 law that people think is confusing. No, that the folks did not know how to implement.
Okay.
Because it basically says...
So you're saying there's no corruption there at all? No.
That's not what I'm saying. That's actually...
No, but I want to know what you're saying. You're the leader of the country.
Absolutely.
You're saying no corruption.
No.
None.
No. There were some boneheaded decisions.
Boneheaded
decisions. Out of a
local
office.
But no mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
Okay. I got a letter from Kathy LeMaster, Fresno, California. I said I would read one letter for the folks, all right? Mr. President, why do you feel it's necessary to fundamentally transform the nation that has afforded you so much opportunity and success?
I don't think we have to fundamentally transform the
nation. But those are your words.
I think that what we have to do is make sure that here in America, if you work hard, you can get ahead. Bill, you and I benefited from this incredible country of ours, in part because there were good jobs out there that paid a good wage, because you had public schools that functioned well, that we could get scholarships if we didn't come from a wealthy family in order to go to college.
Right.
That, you know, if you worked hard, not only did you have a good job, but you also had decent benefits, decent health care.
They're kidding me off.
And for a lot of folks, we don't have that. We've got to make sure that we're doing everything we can to expand the middle class and work hard. And people who are working hard can get into the middle class.
I know you think maybe we haven't been fair, but I think your heart is in the right place.
Up next, Philip Seymour Hoffman, the budget deficit, and Chris Christie in the focus on our Talk Radio Countdown show as we end the week understanding what's going on in the world of conversation.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
The National Senior Games is looking for a new sport. Karate Kid Ralph Macchio has more.
I'm working with post-shredded wheat, which is a cereal I ate as a child, which is a heart-healthy cereal, and they have decided to challenge the National Senior Game. Now, this is the Olympics for people who are over 50. They're challenging the National Senior Games to add a new and more extreme sport to their roster of 19 sports. They're looking to add a 20th. So anyone could go online to postshreddedwheatgames.com, it's all one word, and choose from either judo, power walking, fencing, soccer, or weightlifting. It's a very easy site to navigate, and being that it's an Olympic year, it's a perfect tie-in to this. It nurtures positive lifestyle, and it just seemed like the right partnership. Log on to postshreddedwheatgames.com, vote. You have till February 24th. And it also connects you with the regional games as well as the national games, which take place in 2015.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
I'm Doug Steffen on the TRCS Talk Radio Countdown Show, The Death of Philip Seymour Hoffman, number 8 on the countdown. Here's host Scott Sloan talking to legal analyst Lisa Wells about the resurgence of heroin abuse brought to light by the recent death of actor Philip Seymour Hoffman.
As an attorney, how much do you see or how much do you deal with in the courts people with heroin abuse and addiction issues?
A ton. And really, you know, there seems to be a lot of not just famous people, but a lot of high-profile news stories where you have moms in the car who are shooting up on the side of the road, mm-hmm. and they are found passed out with their kids in the backseat. Right. I mean, a lot of stuff that has hit the media has kind of made the trend explode in a way that most people weren't aware of before. You know, the difference that I see primarily is the type of clients that I have. I mean, I used to have a lot of clients that would have, you know, crack possession, stuff like that,
yeah.
and they would generally be people, you know, lower middle class.
Yeah, you deal with degenerates.
Right, and which is not unusual. You know, heroin really is kind of the epidemic that has hit, you know, white suburban, which you wouldn't, and that hasn't really hit the media as much as you would think that it should, but really it does. It's the people that have turned from pain pills to heroin is
right.
significant. So the number
which to me is a big deal. I totally get that connection with the pain pills, and that's kind of my thing is getting on that and going, hey, you know, we're prescribing this stuff, we wean them off, there's still the addiction issue, and then they wind up turning to heroin because it's cheaper and more readily available, and I see that, but, you know, overall the numbers really haven't budged all that much,
correct.
And I'm thinking there's, you know, if you're seeing more of it, Lisa, then that proves to me that it's happening despite what these numbers say.
You do. And not only that, but there's been a real push and a real effort. There's one of my friends who's a defense attorney, Denny Allerding. He's actually appointed to represent someone in federal court for the first time who's charged with the homicide of an individual who he sold heroin to and that person OD'd. So now we're going to see this, which I think is really interesting. So now we're going to see either an expansion of the law or an interpretation of the law where heroin dealers, because typically drug dealers were not responsible for the ODs of their clientele. That's just hasn't been because of the voluntary act. You've decided to take the drug.
We're going
to
see that change is what you're saying?
Well, there's a prosecution currently in place in the Eastern District of Kentucky, so we'll have to see if that individual ends up. I'm sure they're not going to plead guilty. They're probably going to go to trial, and we'll see whether or not the government is successful in prosecuting them.
The budget deficit number 7 on this week's countdown. Here's host Tony Cruz talking to financial analyst Alan Sachs about the good economic news that the budget deficit is actually going down.
It looks like the government's budget outlook is improving. With the deficit projected to shrink to $514 billion. Good news? No?
It is good news, but it's the kind of a subject that doesn't make your eyes begin to glaze over, and I don't blame people if they do. But for this year, 2014, the Congressional Budget Office projected a $514 billion deficit, which is the lowest in President Obama's first and second term now. And it's projected next year, 2015, to even get lower yet, $478 billion. Then it's projected to go up in 2016.
Oh.
However, and these are much better because in his early years of his administration, his budget deficits were in the trillions of dollars. So everything is relative. And this could change very dramatically. If there could be, we hope it doesn't happen, some kind of a major economic shock to our system, that could change things dramatically, or a big international crisis. But barring those things, the budget deficit looks a lot better than it has in previous years.
What is the difference between deficit and the nation's debt?
Oh, that's a great question. And what it is that the deficit is just a yearly deficit. And all those deficits are taken, if they're not paid off, they're taken into the overall debt. And our overall debt right now is over $17 trillion. And President Obama wants the Congress to raise the debt ceiling, in fact, this month. And I think they will. I don't think that Congress wants another battle with the president over the debt ceiling. And it looks like, though, that the overall debt is marching probably toward $20 trillion by the end of President Obama's administration.
Chris Christie and Bridgegate, number 6 on the countdown. Here's host Dave Debo talking to reporter Eric Scott about Donald Trump.
During Trump's speech, he spoke about the latest news coming out of New Jersey involving one of the loyalists that used to work with the governor.
Did you hear about the news? Chris Christie and Wilstein, who I hear is a rat to start off with, but he just turned out to be a serious rat because he just ratted out Chris Christie. And that's a big story. I mean, as Republicans, that's a big story.
So what the heck was Trump talking about there?
Yeah, he's talking about David Wildstein, who was the central figure in the whole Bridgegate scandal. There was a letter released from his attorney, Alan Zekas, that seemed to indicate that Governor Christie may have known about the lane closures prior to when he said he did. What's interesting in that letter, though, Dave, is what's not in there, which is the assertion that there is hard evidence that the governor was lying. Somebody in this whole thing is not telling the truth, or at the very least stretching the truth. And really, it's going to be some time before we really know who that is, what the truth is, if in fact, really, Dave, if we ever know.
How did this letter come out? Because I can picture skeptics wondering about the timing. Normally, this would be a weekend where Chris Christie would get to say, great state, wonderful Super Bowl, look how great things are. But instead, now he has to address this. So how was it released, and do you think there's politics there?
Well, I certainly think there's a fair amount of politics here. Is the timing suspect? Well, it depends on what the motivations of David Wildstein are. What are those motivations? He has been floating out an offer of immunity, both to the legislative panel that is investigating Bridgegate and to the United States attorney, who has begun an inquiry into the matter. And what we started hearing whispers and rumors of late this week was that Bridget Ann Kelly, the former deputy chief of staff who sent the order to Wildstein to cause traffic tie-ups in Fort Lee, that she's angling for her own immunity. So this may be an opportunity for Wildstein and Wildstein's lawyer, Alan Zekas, is a very accomplished criminal defense attorney, to kind of dangle that carrot in front of the U.S. attorney saying, no, we have a better story to tell. Give us immunity first before you give it to Bridget Ann Kelly.
Yes, the Donald needed to weigh in on the allegations against Chris Christie. Up next, Jay Leno and the Obamacare discussion here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen going through the hits on the radio.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hot hits in talk radio, talk topics. I'm Doug Steffen as we review the top 10. Actually, we're at number 5 on the countdown. Jay Leno's departure from The Tonight Show. Here are our hosts Jeff Detrow, Laura Kane, and Tommy Sablin talking to Jay on the morning of his last show.
We're going to miss you, Jay.
Why, thanks. Well, I'll be on the road. I'll probably be playing San Diego. Come by and say hello.
That's true. You'll be doing what you do, what you've always done.
Yeah, that's what you do. You kind of. I was a stand-up comic, and I got a day job, and now you're back on the road.
So what are you going to do immediately after the taping today?
Well, we got a party for everybody, and then I hop on a plane and got a gig in Florida.
Do you think you're going to cry tonight?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. It'll be very exciting. It'll be like The Bachelor.
the most dramatic.
Yeah, the most dramatic. Well, gosh, you've given us so much joy over the years.
Well, I don't know what's going on tonight. There's a lot of people hiding around here, and I think there's some surprises, so I'm not sure.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you. I mean, you've been so nice to us over the years. When we would call, you pick up and you go on. You like Sandra Bullock said, you're everything to us. I mean, we go to bed with you, literally.
Well, that shows you how empty your lives are.
I just want to say God bless you for what you've done and what you gave this country. I mean, seriously, you're a good thing.
Well, I admit curing cancer was tough, and it took a couple of weekends. But we got it done, by golly, so I'm glad I was able to do that. I'm working on blindness now and a few others, but I will have all the miracle cures hopefully in a few weeks.
Number 4 item, the countdown, Obamacare. Talk host Greg Garrison here with political analyst David Horowitz about the latest report showing just how many jobs are being lost because of the Affordable Care Act.
We're down almost 2.5 million jobs thanks to Obamacare. It was supposed to cost fewer than a million, which I don't know, and it's hard for me to understand why that's not bad enough. But this is the whole system sort of run amok, is it not? Or was this the plan all along, just to impoverish as many people as we could at this time?
The plan was to control as many people as possible. The plan was socialism. That's what the plan was. It wasn't to cover the uninsured. More people have lost their insurance than have gained it. The plan wasn't to lower costs. It's costing more. Everything they claimed was a lie because their real agenda was to get the government's grip around every individual and in the United States. And, of course, this is only step one in the plan. I mean, if you look, somebody sent around what Social Security promised when it was passed. Everything they swore would not happen with Social Security, you know, whatever, the tax on it and so forth and so on, has happened. It's the government is just, it's a monster. It just will not stop unless it's stopped. And so far, since the New Deal, we haven't really been able to stop it. So this is just a consequence. I mean, I'm sure that they would like it, all the other things to have worked as well. But socialism doesn't work. You can't plan 300 million people's, health care. By computers. There are famous books, von Mises. Ludwig von Mises wrote a book in 1922 called Socialism, saying this. And he was absolutely right. It took 70 years for the Soviet Union to finally get so bankrupt, and it cost, of course, so much in our dollars to build up a defense, and force them into a corner. But the system never produced anything.
Obamacare, fourth most talked about item this week on the countdown. Let's go back to number 10. Please bring us up to date at the end of this half hour. The CVS cigarette sales circumstances, number 10. Bill O'Reilly's interview with the president, number 9. Death of Philip Seymour Hoffman, number 8. Budget deficit discussion, number 7. Chris Christie, number 6. Jay Leno, number 5. Obamacare, number 4. So, numbers 3, 2, and 1 coming back here in the next half hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever.
Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to our Talk Radio Review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday the 7th of February. We're up to number 3 in the countdown, the Olympics. Talk host Laura Kahn and Anna DeVlates talking to Peter Brooks from the Heritage Foundation about the ongoing security concerns for the Olympics.
How is this Ring of Steel holding up?
In general, there's some news this morning. I think it came out of Bloomberg saying that they've got wanted posters for 11 suspected terrorists inside that Ring of Steel.
Well, so this is like 65 miles by 25 miles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. And, of course, we had those. I don't know if this is different from the group of 3 to 5 they were looking for a week or two ago, a couple of Black Widows, these female terrorist bombers, and a couple of men. So I just saw this morning, and I haven't seen a lot of other reporting on that, so I hope it's incorrect, but the fact is that they could be still looking for people inside that.
So what's this Ring of Steel then made of?
And the problem is that I talk about it. I mean, this is very serious, obviously, is that, you know, these games were chosen in 2007. This insurgency has been going on for 20 years. If I were a bad guy, I would be thinking about putting a sleeper cell or something inside of this well before they set up this Ring of Steel, which has only been a month or so. I know they've been looking at things for a while, and obviously because of the games coming up, but there's a lot of real challenges for the Russians in these games.
Well, let's talk about that, because there's been all kinds of criticism. Can Russia handle it alone? Are they welcoming at all? Are they welcoming enough of the international community helping them with this security, this massive security effort, keeping these Olympic athletes and the Olympics themselves safe? Do you feel there? Where would you put that status right now, Peter?
Well, I wrote about this in the Boston Herald yesterday. That was my concern, because the Russians, you know, you have to look at Vladimir Putin and you know, his, you know, sort of his background, former KGB, you know, didn't like the way the Cold War ended, not pro-American, very bad relationship with Barack Obama. You know, kind of there's a sort of nationalistic pride that's going on here. This is Russia's first Olympics since 1980, which really weren't the Olympics. 65 countries didn't come because of the invasion of Afghanistan. Their first Winter Olympics, a big public relations sort of thing. And I think they're making a mistake here. I hope that what's going on in front of the cameras, the bravado that's going on in front of the cameras, isn't indicative of what's going on behind the scenes in terms of intelligence sharing and other things, because international cooperation is key to fighting international terrorism. And while people think about this as a local issue, it's not. These groups that we're dealing with have ties in Al-Qaeda outside of the Caucasus region. And so we really need to all be working together, I mean, putting aside the Snowden case, putting aside bad relations, to keep these athletes and these 200,000-plus spectators safe over the next couple of weeks.
Host Jack Harris, Corey Dillon, and Ted Webb talking to CNBC's Michelle Caruso Cabrera about how she and everybody else in the news media seems to be in the hack situation. They've been hacked. They were hacked when they arrived in Sochi.
Let's say hello to all those who are monitoring your conversation right now in Russia.
I'm sure Putin is listening. Putin.
And then, but I also pointed out, we'll also say hello to the NSA that's listening to us in this country.
Yeah, exactly. The Russian government has a legal right under their code of law to listen to conversations, to look at anything on our phones, to look at data, our calling patterns, etc. You know, they make that clear before you come. So,
Did you take any precautions? Did you remove any kind of financial data or any contacts?
Well, I'm definitely not going to log into any of my bank accounts while I'm here, for sure.
Hey,
to not bring your phone, it's almost impossible. How do you live without it?
Right.
We're getting reports that conditions are really not good for journalists, particularly when it comes to the bathroom.
Yes, and I think that while those are a minority of the hotels, it appears to be largely focused on the journalists. We haven't had any issue with our hotels, but I think, you know, I'm part of NBC. We're broadcasting the game, so we're very close to the venues. We're near areas where, a lot of the work's been done. But we went up into the mountains today. The vast majority of the hotels are mostly finished, but we found some that, one actually that's completely undone, clearly isn't going to get done. And others that are, not quite. And even in our hotel, some phones aren't hooked up. We could smell the sawdust, and some rooms are still, polishing the floors or working stuff out. So it's clearly a scramble at the end.
Well, the other thing, I guess it's kind of like having the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City, except they were up in, Parkland, that area.
Yeah.
But because Sochi is basically a seacoast town, and I understand rather moderate weather, but, of course, if you go on up into the Caucasus Mountains, is that Caucasus or how do you pronounce that?
Caucasus. The Caucasus.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Caucasus Mountains.
You're right. Any event that occurs on ice occurs down at sea level. So the Olympic Park for ice skating, for speed skating, et cetera, curling, that's all at sea level, right on the Baltic Sea. And at the height of the day, it was 51 degrees.
Oh,
I was sweating.
Yeah.
When you drive up to the mountains, it's in the 20s. It's completely, and it's ground level, sea level, it's weird. There are palm trees. And no matter how often you see them, it's hard tough to get used to seeing palm trees at the Winter Olympics.
That leads us to number two, immigration legislation, up next here on the Talk Radio Review for this week.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold, uses directed.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
The National Senior Games is looking for a new sport. Karate Kid Ralph Macchio has more.
I'm working with Post Shredded Wheat, which is a cereal I ate as a child, which is a heart-healthy cereal, and they have decided to challenge the National Senior Game. That this is the Olympics for people who are over 50. They're challenging the National Senior Games to add a new and more extreme sport to their roster of 19 sports. They're looking to add a 20th. So anyone could go online to postshreddedweekgames.com, it's all one word, and choose from either judo, power walking, fencing, soccer, or weightlifting. It's a very easy site to navigate. And being that it's an Olympic year, it's a perfect tie-in to this. It nurtures a positive lifestyle, and it just seemed like the right partnership. Log on to postshreddedweekgames.com. Vote. You have till February 24th. And it also connects you with the regional games as well as the national games, which take place in 2015.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Continuing with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen, up to number 2 on the countdown. Legislation aimed at curbing immigration problems. Here's host Howie Carr with Pat Buchanan about recent moves by the Republicans in Congress to accept amnesty as part of an immigration reform bill.
What is the Republican Party doing to itself and to the nation?
The Republican Party is basically engaging in a staged retreat on the immigration issue. It thinks that it has to do this in order to have any hope of winning the Hispanic vote, which it only got 27% of. It thinks it's got to get this issue off the table in time for the November elections and get it behind him before 2016. And it thinks that this is medicine it's going to have to take, and they're preparing to take it. I think it's simply going to advance the date of the demise of the Republican Party.
I just don't understand what is John Boehner thinking? I mean, does he look at all the numbers that are so readily available to everybody else in politics? Doesn't he understand that? I mean, Harry Truman used to say, if you give people a choice between a Republican and a Republican, they'll vote for the Republican every time. now we've turned it around. We're giving them a choice between a Democrat and a Democrat. And so it's going to get the same result.
Well, I think they saw what Mitt Romney got, 27%, and they believe that our failure to provide amnesty and to legalize and regularize the folks who have come in and broken the law, the 12 million, that once we do that, a lot of them are sort of natural-born conservatives, and they will appreciate what the Republicans did, and they will turn around and they'll vote for the party of Barry Goldwater and Bob Taft.
But there's no empirical evidence to back that up, Pat, as you know.
Zero. What was it the British Lord said? Hope is a poor guide, but it's a nice companion along the way.
I don't think so.
There's nothing. There's some guys who look. You can tell them this and tell them this, and people are going to go out and do what they want to do. And that's what the Republican leadership is doing. You've got Paul Ryan in there. I think he sees himself as the successor to Jack Kemp, Jack's an old friend of mine, but he got great publicity for, taking these stands. We're going to, pro-immigration and things like that. He was given out there in Contra Costa County. I remember I got into a big argument with him. He was providing, subsidized housing. I said, what are you doing? He says, I'm right on Contra Costa. And it's, and that's what it is, Howie. And, look, if they're going to do what they're going to do, some of us say, that's what they're going to do. Let them do it.
Here's talk host Brian Thomas with Congressman Steve Shabbat of Ohio. They discuss Shabbat's problems and concerns with the House Immigration Reform Plan.
the immigration bill? And there's a lot of concern among members of the Republican Party that you're going to push forward with this immigration bill. It's going to happen before November, and it is going to ruin Republicans' chances in the polls because, like the budget, we're talking about, you know, we're going to let one thing happen now, like additional program and program expansion, with the promise that you're going to get savings down the road. Now, this bill would be amnesty now with promises of border security or something at some point or benchmarks. Thomas Sowell points out, and I got a legitimate question for you, Steve. Why not vote on border security first?
Mm-hmm. That's what we ought to do. That's
separate.
Most of the Republicans, that's been our position for years now. Once we get the borders secured and it can be determined that it actually has happened, then we'll, as a country, come together and determine what is the most, what makes the most sense as far as those 11 to 25 million people that are here illegally now.
All right.
But we should never reach that second step until the first one is accomplished, and we're not even near accomplishing the first.
Now, I got my family history as a guide on this. When my Irish immigrants came here from my dad's side and my English side immigrants came here from my mom's side, my mom's darn American Revolution, so she can trace it all the way back, neither of them faced border security or fences or anything for that matter. What they didn't have waiting for them was a welfare state. Now, wouldn't it be a better thing to say, listen, if you're coming here and, listen, you want to work, you get a work visa, that's fine, you can't vote, but you're also never going to be eligible for the social welfare state. I wouldn't have a problem with that, Congressman, because you know what? If someone comes here to work and they're providing for themselves, they are contributing. I don't care where they come from. They're contributing. I think the big concern for America is people coming here and draining us completely dry of resources.
Well, I think that's right. And here's the thing, Brian. A lot of times in these plans, they'll say, and we've seen this in some of the ads that you hear, these immigration, pro-immigration ads, where they'll say, and they will not be eligible for benefits. And maybe in this particular bill, they won't, but you're setting yourself up for once that happens and they're here legally and don't get the benefits, then they're second-class citizens. And that's the next argument. And then we get beat down because we've created a second-class citizen.
Here's Talk Host Jimmy Barrett talking to political analyst Kamara Clifton about the House Republicans' recent shift on immigration reform and the impact it could have on the November elections this year.
Am I missing something here, Kamara? Because I don't hear a hue and outcry from the conservative audience.
I tell you what, if there's a cry from the conservative base, and it would do all Republicans well to remember that the base really is more conservative than they, it's not to address immigration. There's so many more things that are, and some of them actually are linked to immigration, like job creation, overregulation, overtaxation, all those things that we yell about every day. But I think this is another one of those things where they are pushing something towards us that they think we'll like if they promise a fence, or if they promise that there'll be border security before they do any of the other sort of more squishy things.
Nobody trusts them on the border security issue.
Thank you. In unison, we can say that. I believe you could have stopped it. Nobody trusts them, but nobody trusts them on border security for sure. We're sort of like, Lucy and Charlie Brown. They keep pulling they promise that they will do this, but then they start talking about virtual fences and enhanced interior enforcement and improved visa controls. Well, you know what? Those are just dodges and misdirections. This is a scam, and they trotted out Paul Ryan, and I have to tell you, I'm starting to believe that when Eric, from your home state,
Eric Kenner,
McCarthy and their sombrero-wearing leader, Boehner, sent Paul Ryan out, it should be a signal to us that he's carrying the water for something that we're not the least bit interested in, because they think that we still trust him implicitly. And the truth is, his trust meter is dipping, low. So I think that if they're gonna do this, they need to step it up, and they need to say, yes, we're going to do a double fence.
We're going to use everything at our disposal, including enforcing the laws that are already in place. And show me. Show us first. And then maybe we'll believe you.
And that leaves us at the number one issue this week, the aftermath of the Super Bowl. And that'll be what we talk about next here on our weekly talk radio countdown show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
The overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio, that's what this is all about. Every weekend, 3 hours of the talk down, I suppose you call it the talk down countdown, yeah. Doug Steffen here, number one on the countdown this week is what happened after the Super Bowl game. Most of the conversation following the big game wasn't about the game because the game wasn't very good. Most of it centered on the Coca-Cola ad, their America the Beautiful singing commercial. Here's host Greg Knapp. He said he had a particular problem with this Super Bowl ad.
To me, it goes to a core issue in America. Are we a melting pot or are we a balkanized nation? We're supposed to be the great melting pot. You're supposed to have people come in from all around the world. And when they come here not just to make money, but they come here for the idea of America. They come here to become American. They come here to believe that we are all created equal and endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They're supposed to come here to understand the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They're supposed to come here to understand it's different here. And the reason that we have been so blessed is because of what these founding documents stand for and what America stands for. And part of that is becoming American. Not just, well, I live in America, but I'm really Chinese. I live in America, but I'm really English. I live in America, but I'm really Italian. I live in America, but I'm really from Zimbabwe. I live in America, but I'm really from Cuba. No, I'm an American. I have moved here. I have become American. And that starts with learning our language. And that starts with understanding that you are supposed to melt into our society. The problem is, that Coca-Cola ad didn't sound like it was all about melting. And in fact, if you look at one of their behind-the-scenes videos that Coca-Cola has up about the ad, one of the women in the ad says this: "We don't get to pick and choose whether America should be diverse or not. It is diverse. We need to celebrate all the different diversities." See, and once again, I think people like you and me, we're tired of hearing that we've got to celebrate the differences. Why don't we celebrate the commonalities? All of us around the world have commonalities. We all want the opportunity to live our life the way we want to. We all want life, liberty, and we all want to pursue happiness. We all want the best for our children. We all want the same things. Those are our commonalities. We should be celebrating our commonalities. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with having all these other differences. But when you say celebrate the differences, to me, what you're really saying is that's more important than the commonalities.
On the other hand, talk host Chad Hasty didn't think Coke's ad was a big deal at all.
Personally, I really didn't think it was that big of a deal. I don't know about you, and maybe I'm in the minority here, but I really didn't think it was that big of a deal. It's Coca-Cola airing an ad. They know that a bunch of different people who speak English and not English really like their product. They're, in my opinion, they're more pandering to a bunch of different ethnicities and races than trying to make a statement about the United States and that the United States somehow needs to speak a bunch of different languages and we need to allow it. I don't really view it as a political ad. I mean, look, maybe it was. Maybe they were trying to make a political statement, but the United States is a melting pot. We are a nation of immigrants. Now, we can have a debate over whether there needs to be a national language, whether or not English should be the national language. That's fine. We can have that debate. I just don't think Coca-Cola was trying to go there. I think Coca-Cola was trying to do what every other person out there was trying to do during the Super Bowl, at least every other advertiser, and that would be making a name for yourself, and they certainly did that. Look, folks, if you want to be offended by this, I guess you can go ahead and be offended. My personal view on this, I don't have a problem with it. I think most of the folks who are offended by this are the same. Oh, they're the same people as those on the left who walk around being offended whenever they see a church. They want to be offended. They want so hard to be offended. Folks, get over it. There are other things that conservatives, Tea Partiers, Democrats, Americans, liberals, there are other things that we can truly be offended about. A Coca-Cola ad is not something that we really need to waste our time on.
The aftermath of the Super Bowl and that Coca-Cola commercial, most talked about items this week in the world of News Talk Radio, Conversation Radio. So let's recap the top 10 from this week as we end the hour. CVS and its decision to stop selling cigarettes, number 10. Bill O'Reilly's Super Bowl interview with the president, number 9. The death of Philip Seymour Hoffman, number 8. Budget deficit discussions, number 7. Chris Christie's scandalous ways, number 6. Jay Leno leaving The Tonight Show, number 5. Obamacare, number 4. The Olympics, number 3. Immigration legislation, number 2. And the aftermath of the Super Bowl, number 1 this week on your weekly talk radio countdown show. Thanks for being here in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.